Blog Talk Radio.
Tuned into the Intune radio show. If you're tuning in for the first time, I hope it's not your last. I hope you find everything you're looking for in the Intune show plus more. Most importantly, I hope that you're basically feeling the love and empowerment circulating through the airwaves to you, and you know, you gain from tuning into the show tonight. And for all those that continue to tune into the Intune show, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Without you, there is no Intune show, so I appreciate each and everyone that takes the time to tweet, repost, to game, to tune in, to follow the guests, to uplift the guests, and support them continuously as they support the show. And if there's anything that I can ever do for anyone, or if anyone has any expertise, any skills, or anything that they can offer to the world at broad, which we all can, we just have to find our place in this life, email me, intuneshow@aol.com. Don't be afraid. I'm approachable, and I love to interact with any and everyone. So tonight's guest, we're going to be talking to Mr. Jones from the group 112, and I'm so excited tonight because not only is he an extraordinary talented singer, he's a songwriter, he's a producer, he's a performer, he has a passion for music that goes far back that, you know, anyone can really remember in a whole, and he's been inspired by so many others with the same passion ever since. So he just, you know, pushes on, and through his music, you know, the passion for it, it shows. So I'm definitely so excited. More than excited. I'm even in groupie mode right now. And all those who tune into the show know that Miss P always, you know, going against protesting groupie. But, you know, certain guests that I have on, I straight up get in groupie mode no matter how hard I try to maintain it. So you guys may see a little bit of that tonight. But don't judge me. We're all human. We're all human, okay? So before he gives us a call in and we're able to gain more insight on his amazing, amazing, amazing album that he has out called Uncensored, we're going to tune into one of his tracks so that, you know, everyone can kind of get a feel of it if you haven't already. For all those who want to talk to Mr. Jones tonight, please feel free to call in at 818-495-6975 or use our interactive chat room that is live during every taping of the show. And for all those that constantly ask me the same repetitive question all the time, like, Ms. P, how do you access the show? My show is like internet, you know, ready. And when I mean internet ready, I mean that you could just basically throw the Intune show into any, you know, search engine and boom, there you go. So you'll find a Twitter, you'll find a LinkedIn, you'll find anything that the Intune show is attached to or belong to is definitely accessible. But back to the links that are, you know, if you missed the interview, the links are all archived and on demand and at your leisure, you can definitely tune in 100 times if you like. But just be sure, the main purpose of this show is to have people amazing, like Mr. Jones, come on so we can gain from their experiences, their journeys, and their music or their talents or their expertise. So the point of me even going so hard to get amazing people on the show, amazing guests, whether they're mainstream, underground, indie, whether they're a doctor, teacher, mother, brother, whatever, is to just basically bring people together to get them in tune with the world around them. So So with that being said, let's get in tune with Mr. Jones's CD. This one is called Beautiful. I love it because for some reason when I listen to it, I feel like he's talking to me. No pun intended, babies, but, you know, you have to feel something loving about yourself because if you don't love you, who will? Tune in to Beautiful.
Fall asleep. Hey, this is Mark Gordon.
Yo, this is Black Rose.
And we'll avert too. Get in tuned with Miss P on the In-Tune Show.
Yeah, baby. So that was beautiful by Mr. Jones. And that drop was done by Lavert 2. So for all those that don't know, Lavert 2 is back out. And, you know, Mark Gordon, the original member, and the new member, Black Rose, are doing their thing with their track called Dedication. And the CD is actually called Dedication. So, guys, check them out. You know, I'm just so excited about, you know, having the opportunity to talk to them as well as so many other amazing people, because never in my lifetime would I have imagined that people that I've grown up listening to or admiring and, you know, for their strides in music, you know, that I would have this, you know, golden opportunity to be, you know, introduced to them and gain, and not only just gain for myself per se, but to gain for everyone who supports and tune into the list to the Intune Show as well. So we're waiting for Mr. Jones to give us a call in. He has so many good tracks, and it's so hard to kind of navigate through which ones to play and which ones, you know, not to play. You know, so in the meantime, we'll be waiting for him to give us a call in. For all those that are getting in tune for the first time with his music, this one is called Baby Let Me Prove It. And just by the title of that, you know, it makes you have to stop and wonder what the song is all about. So I don't know how, you know, the rest of you think, but all those that know me, like, I like to, you know, dissect stuff. So I'm like, really, Baby Let Me Prove It? What are you talking about, Mr. Jones? What are you talking about? So you guys tune in and definitely, you know, tune into the song and see how you feel about it. And again, for all those who want to have the opportunity, not get, because you already have the opportunity right now to even just listen to him. But if you guys want to talk to him, just definitely feel free to do so at 818-495-6975, and you will be on the air with Ms. P and Mr. Jones, so don't be afraid. Also, for all those that are in the chat room or those who want to utilize the chat room as a source of, you know, hiding behind the scenes, so to speak, you can definitely leave your comment, question, or concern in the chat room, and I will definitely read it off, okay? So it's no qualms in calling in, but it would definitely be a nice thing to get to talk to him, because how many opportunities do you get every day to talk to someone that you enjoy listening to and has been around so long, just setting the pace for all these other artists that are coming up? So without further ado, let's listen to Baby Let Me Prove It by Mr. Jones.
Yeah. Woo!
Baby, what's the problem?
Yes, Baby, Let Me Prove It. And I actually really, really like that one because not does it have, like, a snazzy beat, it also the lyrics, you know. And, again, I always try to put myself in an example. And me for an example, you know, I love catchy beats and stuff of that nature. But it's really what the person's talking about because you can sing peanut butter and jelly over a good beat. And, you know, sometimes that makes hits out there in the world today. But I'm definitely feeling Mr. Jones' take on Baby, Let Me Prove It. You know, the beats and all that is, you know, really good. So while we waited for him to call in, I just want to take the time to let you guys know where you can find him at. He has an amazing website, so definitely check that out at Daron Jones, and that's DaronJones music.ning. You definitely can follow him on Twitter because he's very, 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 and I commend him for that. So that's one thing that I wanted to let him know when he comes on, that he's very interactive with his, you know, supporters and things of that nature, which shows me that, you know, the growth and, you know, in an individual that, you know, come from where he's coming from is definitely a good look. So I love the fact that he's, you know, interactive and his team is also interactive with all of the, you know, supporters as well. And, you know, that just shows, you know, where their head is at, where their heart is at. It's not just about, you know, selling the music. It's about getting out there and letting people know, like, hey, this is me and this is where I'm coming from. And I think a lot of people miss that because it is the supporters that help these, you know, mainstream individuals get where they need to be at. So without these supporters and really, you know, losing sight on the fact that it's the supporters that help aid in this process, you know, people just kind of, you know, drop the ball on that one, but not Mr. Jones. He's definitely on it, and so is his street team and all his supporters as well, because I noticed that I'll tweet something, and then it would be like people I don't even know just popping out of everywhere, just tweet, 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 tweet. So I'm loving the love, and I'm loving the support, and for all those that had taken the time to, like, really sit there and retweet and support this show tonight, for his presence on the show is definitely a good look, and I'm definitely in love with you all for being so amazing and definitely for supporting Mr. Jones's music. So, Mr. Jones, where are you? I know I'm a little ahead of time, but now he's a little behind time. Is he making that interest that we do love to make sometimes in a late fashion? It's very good. So, you know, I don't want to song you guys to death because I know you guys just totally tuned in to gain on Mr. Jones, but, you know, it's a little past the time that I wanted him to call in, so I'm going to take the opportunity to just, you know, play something else while we wait. And this one is by LaVert, too. It's called Hey Love. And, again, if you guys are not in tune with LaVert, too, definitely do so after this broadcast.
Says she like the way the chain hang low. Wanna be around me. Says she glad she found me. And she says she wanna take me home. We went there on the first night. Cause she said it felt right. Said she never had it done before. So I wanted to spend all of that weekend. Ooh. Service on the first class flight. God right. Takes me there. Kiss that gift right. And I'm never gonna come down. Keep it right there. Keep it right there. Keep it right there. I'ma let it go now. Keep it right there. And I'm only gonna give it to you. That's what she said. What she said. Can't do it, nobody can.
No.
so that was Levert to Hey Love. Again, if you guys are not in tune, please take the time to do so at your leisure because they're doing their thing. Also, I played, you know, Beautiful by Mr. Jones, and I played Baby Let Me Prove It by Mr. Jones. So for all those who, you know, are not conscientious of it, again, his website is Daron Jones, and that's DaronJones, music.ning. Definitely take the time to go and check it out. It's a really nice site. It's very, you know, not so hard on the eye, so to speak, because I hate going to sites and there's just like so much going on and I'm like, okay, enough, I have a headache, I have to go. So I like the fact that it's clean, so you will find, you know, his music and everything else that you need to find on his website. You can also follow him on Twitter, for all those that don't know, at DaronJones music. And, you know, he follows right back. So as I was saying earlier, it's just an amazing thing to see that he does take the time to do that. So while we're waiting, I'll definitely, you know, for those who are tuning into the Intune show for the first time, I'll take the time to kind of run you through how this show is and, you know, what's our theme, really. So ultimately, our goal with the Intune show and what it all means is just basically bringing people to the light or bringing something that you weren't really sure about or had any clue about to, you know, your attention. So basically getting people in tuned. I love to talk to any and everybody that is, you know, diligent, you know, motivated, and basically invest in self. So I do love to interview mainstream individuals like Mr. Jones, but I also love to interview the average Joe as well, because I myself, I'm an average Joe. So you can never forget where you came from and what you're about. Although things do abruptly change, I'm always going to remain the same. So if you are, you know anyone that has expertise that they can offer to our listeners, or basically have a talent or craft or skills that, you know, they're just not getting the recognition they deserve, allow us to honor them. Allow us to put them in the spotlight and so others can gain from what they, you know, the God-given talents, because we all have them. We just have to make sure that we utilize them to the best of our ability. So basically the Intune show is not just music. It's not about just, you know, having, you know, heavyweights on the show. It's about, like, just bringing the community together from every, you know, race and culture, and just basically bonding in a sense that we all one big melting pot. So let's just all jump into the pot and add all the spices that we need to empower each other. And, you know, it's not always effective for everyone, and this may not be the type of broadcast that attracts most people, so to speak, with no pun intended, of course. But for the people that it does attract and, you know, it does, you know, motivate or, you know, empower, I just love it. So I feel like my job is done. So that's why I enjoy doing what I do with the Intune show, because not only am I gaining from it, my listeners are gaining from it. So that's the most important part of all that I do. So again, if you're tuned in for the first time, I definitely hope it's not your last, because there's a lot going on this show at all times, and, you know, I just get a kick out of it. And I started off doing one day a week, and now it's 7 days a week, so Miss P never gets any rest. Just to run through the calendar really quick, just so you guys can know, I'm going to be interviewing Compton Buck. I'm going to be interviewing Trina Braxton. I'm going to be interviewing Karen White, MC Light. I'm going to be interviewing Brian Angel from Day 26, Twista, the Chips the General. I'm going to be interviewing Cold Flames. I'm going to be interviewing Tamara Bubble. I'm going to be interviewing Anthony Q, former member of Day 26. I'm going to be interviewing Frenchie, that hangs out with, you know, any and every rapper that's out there. So the list just goes on and on and on, and we're not even talking about you know, August or whatever. So I'm blessed in a sense, and, you know, because I have great people like you guys that are tuned in tonight waiting for Mr. Jones like I am. So without further ado, you know, we have him on the line. So let's gain. How you doing tonight, Mr. Jones?
Hey, I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Fashionably late, I see. I love it.
hey,
it's been one of those things. Yeah, I definitely understand. And it's all good because, you know what, you're here. So that's the most important part of it. So we're not going to waste the people's time that has been on patiently awaiting to hear your voice tonight. So for all those that are just getting in tuned with you, You know, and whoever is for the first time, as I always say for certain individuals that I have the privilege of talking to, they must have been living under the rock. But for those who are just emerging from under the rock, can you just tell us a little bit about who Mr. Jones is?
Well, my name is Deron, best known for one-fourth of the R&B group 112. So been singing and writing songs and dancing and entertaining for most of my life since I was 17, doing it professionally. And, you know, I guess if they don't know the history of 112, I'm sure they know that, whoever's tuning in right now. And if they don't, it's one of the hottest R&B groups to emerge in the 90s. Had countless hits, Cupid, It's Over Now, Peaches and Cream, list goes on and on. So
yeah, definitely.
I participated in that as well as writing and producing for some of the biggest acts in the game, like Usher, Keisha Cole, Jamie Foxx, Kelly Price, just to name a few.
Wow, that's amazing. And can I just say, you know, I love Playa, you know, that the track that you guys did as a group. Like, you know, like how that whole thing came on. And, you know, I just thought, you should know that I'm a Playa. And I'm just like, you know, how real is this?
Yeah, I appreciate that. That's one of my favorites, too. When people ask me what's one of my favorite songs as far as the 112 is concerned, is I always have to go to I'm a Playa, because I was, you know, just writing from such an honest place, and that's really where I was at that time. And just being noted as one of the gentlemen of R&B, like, it seemed to be like one of those statements that, you know, a person in my position at that time wouldn't be making, because we were the gentlemen and we were supposed to be looked at as, you know, the guys that you take home to mom and all that good stuff. But it was just a real, you know, real testament to what, you know, I was dealing with and what we was dealing with as a group being in the business and just our lifestyle at the time.
Right, definitely, because, you know, like I said, you know, I love them all, you know, and I'm even, like, loving your new tracks that you have out right now on Uncensored. But, you know, that one stood out the most for me because I just felt like that was the like some real stuff. Like, you guys were singing about real things, don't get me wrong, but that one was just like,
right.
I'm a player, and I just thought you should know, okay, period, point blank. So I was just like, wow, it's different from Peaches and Cream and, you know, all those other good ones. Okay, I'm a player. Okay, this is what it's about. But anyway, moving along. You know,
right,
and I think,
right.
too, also, I think I like that one because, you know, at that point in my life, I think I would have been considered a player. So that was like my anthem right there, you know. I'm telling
right,
you,
right.
You hear that? You better play that first line in that song.
Right, exactly. You better really know what's going on. I'm kind of young, you know.
Exactly.
I'm young right now, you know. I just want to explore.
Exactly. So, in your opinion, since you've been in the music game for so long, you know, how has music changed, in your opinion?
Well, I think it's kind of changed a lot, but in a lot of ways it stayed the same. You know, I think there are just a lot of basic elements when it comes to the music game, you know. Just influence, for instance, like if you look at any of the new music, you can tell that it was influenced by the music of the past. Like if you look at it, a singer like a Chris Brown, or, you know, you could tell that he was influenced by Usher, and then Usher was influenced by Michael, and Bobby was influenced by Michael, you know. So it's kind of like the same, but it's just a little different. I think for the most part, the younger generation are communicating the same subject matter, but doing it in their own way.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So tell me, you know, what came first? Because I know that you have, you know, you're not just a singer or a performer, entertainer. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. So it's production and, you know, it's just everything. So what came first? Was it like, okay, Mr. Jones, the producer, Mr. Jones, the songwriter, Mr. Jones, the artist, the entertainer? What came first? What did you gravitate and, you know, perfect first and then gradually, like, expand?
Yeah, I think the first thing was just the musicianship. You know, at an early age, I had an ear for music, and I started picking up instruments. You know, I was playing the viola, the cello, I was playing the piano by ear, and, you know, a lot of the different instruments. So I always had an ear for music, and I was leaning toward, you know, mostly being a musician. But then after that, you know, I got in the school choir and in the church choir, and then I really started, you know, practicing on the singing thing. It's funny that you asked, because me and Mike was talking about this the other day, and he mentioned to, you know, my manager that, you know, Deron couldn't sing when we first started the group, and I couldn't. I wasn't, like, the singer, you know, in the group, I had to just practice.
And
I, you know, I couldn't dance either, but I had a musical talent. Like, I had an ear for music. I knew what music was supposed to sound like, and I knew how to pick up an instrument and play it by ear. But as far as the singing that came next, and then after that, it was like a dancing. You know, I got really into that. So that's really how it came.
Okay, fair enough. So I know that you just did a reunion with 112 and everything, and I heard there was, like, really good times over there and stuff like that. So how did it feel to be back with the guys and, you know, just indulge in that moment for the moment?
Yeah, it was a wonderful experience. It was amazing, you know. It just felt like home, you know. It was good to be back home, you know. For me, it was like, you know, that's my foundation. That's what started me in the business. And you know, I couldn't be who I am or embrace a lot of the things that I've been able to accomplish without 112. So just to be back on stage with all the four original members and to also be able to connect with the fans on that level, okay, we haven't seen these guys in years, and now they're back six. It had been 6 years since we all performed on the same stage together, so it was a momentous thing.
Right, absolutely. So how does it feel to, like, be a Grammy, you know, nominated, you know, individual, like, as part of the group, and as just, how did you take it? Like, was it something like, oh, my God, I can't believe it? Was it, like, kind of surreal, or was it just, like, putting on your shoes, like, yeah, you know, this is what we're meant to do, this is what was supposed to happen, preordained, so, you know, it's really not that big for me.
Yeah, I mean, I think at the time, you know, it was like our job, you know. So I think, you know, a lot of our accomplishments, like a lot of the things that I've done, you know, it took me years after to really figure out the magnitude of what it was. Because, like, I had been singing since I was, you know, seriously since I was in the seventh grade and making it a lifestyle just to be a singer and an artist. And then finally getting signed when I was in the 12th grade. So by the time, you know, we graduated from high school, and, you know, it was just kind of like going to work every day. So a lot of the accolades, we didn't really like, I couldn't really fathom what it really meant. You know, even selling a million records to me at that time, it was just like clockwork because we was just working all the time and moving around. So, you know, after some of the smoke cleared, I went back and I was like, whoa, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You
yeah,
know, like,
right.
And I started to realize, like, wow, this is the effect that, you know, I've been able to have on people's lives, and it's an incredible thing. But in the moment, it don't hit you. It kind of hits you years later.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So how do you react, you know, when fans approach you? Because I know that you're very interactive, and I brought that up earlier in the show that, you know, I love that about who you are, you know, because it's an amazing feeling for a lot of people, especially people that put you up, you know, oh my God, on the pedestal and stuff like that. People that idolize certain people, because there's people that will not say a word to you, will not tweet back, will not do nothing. And what I think, you know, people gravitate to you for and adore you and love you so much for, because you empower them to be able to interact with you. So I commend you for that, definitely. But when a fan approaches you, you know, do you have that same regard off of social media?
Yeah. I mean, it's on the internet or off the internet. Like, I've always been that type of dude. Like, I mean, even before social media, it's like I always wanted to, like, interact, you know, with the people that support me, you know, the people that support, you know, the music that I'm doing. And I wanted to, you know, in some way give back to them, you know, other than just the music and just the videos, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, even back in the day, I wanted to do, like, meet and greets and things of that nature so that we could, you know, get with the fans, sign autographs, you know, take pictures and just kind of, you know, show them that we appreciate, you know, them supporting us. Because, you know, without the fans, it's really nothing for you.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times,
absolutely,
you know, people thank the record company and they, you know, they submit themselves to the record company or to the manager. If the manager calls you and got an opportunity, you pick up the phone. But, you know, as far as with the fans, the ones that are really making it all happen, you know, I feel like they should be regarded in the same way because they are, you know, a huge part of why we are who we are.
Absolutely. I totally agree. And again, you know, I tip my hat to you because, you know, I mean, it made me even, like, giggly, you know, when I saw that you followed me. I was like, hee, 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 you know, it was... I was giggling to myself, like, hee, 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 hee. You know, it was like one of those things. You know, you have to make phone calls when these type of events happen in your life. Like, listen, guess who's following me on Twitter? It was like one of those moments, and everybody's like, okay, Miss P, you always say you're not a groupie. But I'm like, yeah, you have to be a groupie for some people for 5 minutes, you know, sometimes
right.
5 minutes, you know?
Right,
you know,
because
exactly. I don't like to say groupie. I like to say supporter because, you know, I like to support whatever it is that someone is passionate about. So, you know, there's
right.
different levels of people. There's the groupies, there's the fans, and there's the nut job. So, you know, definitely, you know,
holy
I try to
cow.
Stray away from the others.
Wow.
I try to stray away from the others. Like, you know, let's be realistic. Let's be realistic. So besides music, you know, what are any other things that you're passionate about? Like, are there any things?
You know what? I when I was talking about this to a friend the other day, I found this new passion within the past, like, maybe 5 or 6 years. Like, I love cooking.
Wow.
And I really love being in the kitchen and just cooking food. And, you know, I mean, it food to me is kind of artistic, like music in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, we put together a song, you know, you put the lyrics together, you put the music together, you're making the magic, and it becomes this beautiful, you know, portrait. Like, cooking and food is the same way. Like, right now, I'll be making the, you know, the vegetables and the pasta together, and, you know what I'm saying, and all these beautiful colors with the different vegetables, the zucchini, the tomatoes, grape tomatoes, you know what I'm saying, sautéing them and doing my little thing in the kitchen, and when you finish, it's like this beautiful portrait. So, I mean, I really love cooking, like, to the point I've even considered doing a cooking show or either, you know, writing a cookbook. Like, I really, you know, been into that lately, like, for the past, like, 5 or 6 years.
Wow, sounds yummalicious.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just made me hungry. Seriously.
I know, right?
For real, I'm like, ooh, great tomatoes. Like, don't say no more. Please don't. So that's awesome,
yeah,
you know, because...
Half, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, and I looked at some of your YouTube videos, you know, because I like to, you know, do my little read-ups and, you know, make sure that I'm not being repetitive because, you know, throughout your career you've been and you have done so many interviews, so it can kind of be repetitive
right.
at times. So I try my best to not, you know, stay in that curriculum of being repetitive. So I see on one of your YouTube videos that you're playing your little behind off, and I'm just like, really? I mean, you was just going off, and I said, I had no idea that you were that
yeah.
awesome with it.
Well,
like,
I appreciate it. We talk about that a lot, like my team and everything, because it's kind of like, you know, being in a group is a great thing, but then it could be a gift and a curse at the same time, because it's like, you know, it may be a lot of things that I want to showcase, but, you know, it's like kind of tucked away. Sometimes because when you're in a group, you know, the focus is the group. So, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, just being a solo artist now, it's like I get a chance to showcase, you know, my passion for musicianship, which is the piano. And then even at the 112 show, the guys let me perform my song. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
I got to really express my passion for dance. Like, I love to dance. And, you know, people could really see, like, oh, okay, he really liked to dance. You know what I'm saying? That's like something that I really didn't know about, you know what I mean? So. It's just, you know, part of the process, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. It's amazing. It was. I had to just, like, keep rewinding that part because, I don't know, I'm just into creativity and creative things, you know, just like, you know, you have a passion for cooking now because of the way it kind of, like, transfer over in this creative way with the dishes. It's just, like, that's what happens with me with music and anything, like, artsy, you know. I was just like, wow, like, that is beautiful. Do he even know this? No, it was like one of those dumb moments. Like, does he even know that this is so good? Like, does he know this? I want to know. I have to ask him.
I just, you know, I love it. So I'd be happy when people can appreciate it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. So what has been the reception of, you know, to Uncensored?
Well, initially, you know, a lot of the fans were surprised because, you know, I was talking dirty on Uncensored. I was saying a lot of things. Getting a lot of things off my chest. So
uh-huh.
a lot of fans were surprised, but at the same time, it was like, okay, this is a side of him that I haven't seen, but I definitely do appreciate this side of him. So, I mean, and then for me, it's just like an authentic expression. You know, I'm just like, if this is the zone that I'm in right now, you know, I'm going to embrace that zone. And in that Uncensored, you know, that's where I was at. You know, I was in a place where I wanted to be Uncensored and let it all hang out and kind of, like, you know, be out there a little bit. But on my new album, it's a lot more, you know, I'm grown and, you know, I grew out of that a little bit and I'm more, you know, settled. You know what I mean? So it's a different swag for the new project. It's going in a different direction and it's and it's real clean. It's real clean cut and gentleman and it's kind of, you know, on that 90s R&B thing, but steroids, you know? That's what I call it, 90s R&B on steroids.
Yes, love it. Love it. I love the metaphor, too, for real. So in my opinion, and you can kind of, like, correct me if I'm wrong, and then I'm going to take a phone call because this individual been waiting so long, and I don't want them to never speak to me again, whoever it is. But but what I wanted to say, like, with the title Uncensored, you know, when just upon just reading the word uncensored and just knowing the underlying meaning of being uncensored, I kind of gathered that you chose that as the, you know, title because of just branching off from being a group before to being solo. So basically now there's, in my opinion, tell me if I'm wrong, there's no guidelines and there's no, like, the us thing, you know. So you're able to be uncensored in the fact of how you go forward in your development and your growth and, you know, musically. And also it just kind of shows me, like, a person that's, you know, has determination and, you know, just setting the stage as a solo artist, so to speak, in a, on a different level. So that's what I got from the word uncensored. But you can tell me about why you came up with that.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, you hit the nail on the head. It's really about just creative freedom and just freedom as an artist, you know, in general. And it's freedom as a businessman as well, just freedom. That's really what it was about. It's about freedom and self-empowerment. That was the main thing that, you know, Uncensored was really about, saying the things that some, you know, somebody else might not let me say or somebody else might think I shouldn't say, and just kind of being, you know, true to myself completely. So that's definitely what it was about.
Yay, so I'm kind of good with this, huh, with that whole Uncensored
thing.
Oh, yeah,
you're pretty good with this. Yeah, you're pretty good.
Awesome.
Like you've been doing this for a long time.
No, I actually haven't, you know, for like a year and a half. But, you know, I just love people and I love to gain. And, you know, you guys as a whole and even as an individual, you know, I love it. And, you know, people have to kind of like understand, like, you guys like set the pace for so many people out there. And, you know, with me saying that is, though, it helped me in my growth and development as well. Like certain songs that you guys came out with, it helped me resonate with, you know, I never used to go to the club and dance, but when Peaches and Cream came on, I was up like Peaches and Cream, you know, like you couldn't tell me nothing, you know, it was just like, this song was made for me. So through my development, you know, you have to appreciate, and I'm very passionate about the people that I talk to because you really don't have to take the time to talk to me. Or, you know, have me gain insight on any level. So to me, it's a blessing. And if I'm going to have anyone on my show, whether they're mainstream, underground, or whatever, I want to be able to, like, give them the best conversation they ever had, period. So I'm a little passionate with it.
Yeah, I like that. I can feel it from you. You know what I mean? You know how to do this. You do this for real.
Thank you very much, sir.
You do this for real. You know?
Thank you so much. So let's take a call. Area code 404, you're on the line with Mr. Jones and Miss P. How you doing tonight? And thank you for holding, by the way.
Hello.
Yes, can you hear me?
This is Valencia, or Valencia 112 on Twitter. Actually, Deron cooked. The question I had, he kind of answered it for me, but I'm going to try to change it a different way. Deron, I want to know if my original question was, since they have all these American Idol shows and, you know, do it, would you have ever gone on something like that if, you know, if reality shows like that were out when y'all were out? But I'm going to reverse it. What about, like, I hate to bring it up, but, like, Making the Band, would you have ever tried that either?
Yeah. I mean, I think those shows are great opportunities, like, because I came from that era, like, we was, like, singing on the street corner, like, for real. Like, singing on the street corner, waiting for somebody in the game to give us a card, you know, hoping that it led somewhere. And hoping that we went somewhere with it. So I think these new shows, whether it's Making the Band or American Idol, I think it's like, You know, they give a opportunity to artists that we didn't have during that time. Like it took us about maybe 6 or 7 years to get signed to a label, you know. So I think these shows are awesome because they create opportunities for artists that we didn't have when we was coming up. And I definitely would have, you know, jumped on one of them shows ASAP.
Technically I was not a teenager when y'all came out, but every time I saw y'all on TV or a video came out, I screamed like I was a teenager, and my mom would be like, what are you listening to? Are you listening to those 12? She knew who y'all were, so it was either, are you listening to those 112 boys again? Are you listening to those 12 boys again? I'm like, Mama, like, I still get excited when you respond to me on Twitter. Like, I told her earlier online, I said, I still get giddy that he will respond to me or he will retweet me. I'm like, oh, my God, he just retweeted me. Okay. I embarrass myself with that, but I just had to let you know. It really makes my day when you retweet me or you respond to me. It really does make a difference.
Wow, that's what's up. I appreciate that. You know, I really do. For real.
And like I said before, I love 112 like I love New Edition. So that means I will love you forever, regardless of whether you're together or you're solo. And let
that's
me get off the phone before I get any more nervous.
Oh, so sweet. We thank you, Valencia, for taking the time to, you know, voice your opinion tonight, because I'm sure, Mr. Jones, we all need to know that, you know, we are doing our thing out here in the universe. So I definitely appreciate you taking the time to call in and continue to do what you do. And that'd be amazing. And definitely stay in tune with Mr. Jones because he tweets back.
All right. Y'all have a good one. Happy
you too, my love.
All right, you too.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
Yeah, so that's so awesome, you know, and I can't say enough to you about that. It just makes me want to embrace you and just hug you. Like, you know, that is such an awesome thing that you do. And you make people's day. Look how she was. Even me, you know, like I said, when I saw that you was following me, I was like, yay, you know, it was like this whole big thing, you know. It's amazing. It really is. So, again, hats off to you for being so interactive with everyone who loves you. So we have another caller on the line. It's 314. You're on the line with Mr. Jones and Miss P. How you doing tonight?
Uh-oh, that's St. Louis. That's me.
Hi.
314, what's cracking?
What's going on, Mr. Jones?
Hey, how
it's
you doing?
Andre Felici.
Okay, what's up?
I just wanted to tell you that, you know, regardless if y'all are on the radio or, you know, out with something new, it's your music is always something to go back to. And it means so much,
wow.
You know, I guess growing up with y'all, 13, 14, 15, I knew the lyrics to the songs before I knew what I was singing about. So 30,
right.
31, I'll sing these songs and I'll be like, damn. What is this? Just, it's like, it teach me how I should be treated. I mean, you remind me maybe how I should be treated, even if these fellas out here are not, you know, filling the shoes that they should be. I'm just so glad to have grown up with such gentlemen. All of you all. You in particular are my favorite.
It.
But
okay, well, thank you.
I love everybody the same. I just love music, and your music, I feel it everywhere.
Wow.
So,
I love
you.
That. Yeah, I love how she stressed everywhere, too, you know. That's my type of expression.
Yeah.
I heard you say the universe. Absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely. You know, you send out what you want, and ultimately it comes back, right? However
yes,
long
that's
it
right.
takes.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hint, no.
Exactly.
I know, right?
Somebody had me arguing on Twitter. I'm like, I'm not going to go here with this girl. But okay, because for some reason I have this notion in my mind, you're mine. I don't care. I don't know what nobody else seemed to think. You know, it's
right.
Millions of people in the world, but I don't know. It's like, nah, they don't get it. They don't get
right.
it.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
We're all people. We all
yes.
have our own.
Perception. We all have our own
things.
Perception.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And you know
I'm
what?
So
I love
grateful.
Your perception. I love your
I'm
perception.
I'm glad I called.
I'm glad you called as well, and I love your perception.
Me too. Thank you.
And, you know, continue to be who you are, and, you know, don't go arguing on Twitter, because if he's yours, you don't have to argue over him, baby. Don't
do it. You're absolutely right. That's just a smiley face, a kiss, and my lips.
Okay, I know that's right, because it was already written in stone, baby. But thank you so much for calling in and talk to Mr. Jones tonight, and I hope this is not your last time tuning into the show. Have a good night.
Absolutely. You guys have a good one.
You too.
All right.
Yeah. So that's awesome. I mean, you know, what I can respect about anyone is just being upfront. Whether, you know, it's what it is or not, you know, just tell me what it is. Stop pussyfooting. Just say what it is. And she just did. So I love her for it.
Yeah, I know that's right. You know what I'm saying? No matter what it is, you know, at least I know.
Right.
So
now you know.
So at least I can make an educated decision. You know, once I know what's going on, I can really make an educated decision. Because if I don't know what's going on, I'm just in the dark. I can't even make the right decision. I don't know what's happening.
Exactly.
So let me know what's up.
Exactly. So, you know, keep doing what you do, my love, you know, and no arguing on Twitter. Next caller, you on the line, 302, you're on the line with Mr. Jones and Ms. P. How you doing tonight?
Hey, Ms. P. Hey, Deron, it's David. How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, how
are
you?
What's cracking?
Good, nothing much. I'm just calling in to show some love to y'all both, and pretty much about it. But I do have one question for you, Deron.
Okay.
Sure.
How was the overall feeling of performing with the guys again on Saturday?
Man, it was amazing, you know. I mean, first of all, just rehearsing with the fellas was like an experience, because it's kind of like you get back in the rehearsal studio and you reminiscing and you're doing these old steps and you're like, oh man, like wow, you know. It was incredible, man. I can't even explain.
Right.
I can tell that you guys like really enjoyed yourselves, especially you and my y'all. Were like getting down. You know, I was there. I was just like, these boys are killing it. And the chemistry.
Yeah,
I'll be talking.
I tell everybody right now. I said, out of all the members, like Mike right now, he's the most focused. And nobody more focused than Mike right now.
Okay.
He definitely is.
Yeah.
Mike
so
on 100.
And the chemistry was like, y'all haven't even like. Taking a break or anything. It was like as if y'all were doing it year straight through. So I was definitely proud to finally get a chance to see y'all perform.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm glad you came out, and I'm glad you feel that way too, because you know we was at rehearsal and like I was talking earlier, we hadn't really done shows together in like 6 years, and then you know certain people. Because, you know, Atlanta is a big music town, you know, so people peeking in the rehearsal, they heard that 112 rehearsing at the studio, they peeking in, you know, other people are rehearsing at the same place, and they peeking in and they telling us, like, whoa, you know, y'all look like y'all have missed a beat, and, you know, we need that little pat on the back. That keep us going, you know?
Right.
Keep us going, man. Yep.
Absolutely. So we really appreciate you, David, for giving us a call in and sharing your thoughts, and also for taking the time to go to that show and be a part of it, because I definitely was trying to get there myself, but, you know, one thing led to another, so it's another story, but I'm definitely glad that you were there and you had the opportunity to enjoy them all together.
I mean, not a problem. Shout out to Melinda for, you know, hooking me up and letting me experience something great.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up, man.
Yeah, so thank you so much, David, for calling in and giving us your time.
Not a problem. Thank you both.
You're welcome.
Peace.
Yeah, so you see what you're doing? You're lighting up my lines like Christmas trees, you know, and the questions that I have here, like I can't even go through them without feeling like I'm really having people on hold too long. So
Right. Let's
take another call, you know, because, you know, thank you guys for being such supporters. No. I'm just kidding. You know, I just feel a kind of way like they're taking my time away from you. No, I'm just kidding. This is what I live for. So definitely keep calling in. 818-495-6975, live with Mr. Jones and Ms. P. Next caller is 662. You on the line with Mr. Jones and Ms. P. How you doing tonight? 662, you on the air.
Yo, what's good?
Hey,
what's
how
cracking?
Are you?
Oh man, I just called. I think I would actually get through. How y'all doing?
We doing good. Who? Your name is?
Contrell. Call from Mississippi. I just want to say, man, I've been listening to you guys for years. I mean, ever since I was like 9 years old. I think that's when the first album came out in like 96. So I've been listening ever since.
Wow.
Then. Yeah. I mean,
why you had to blow up ages?
Time, man. I mean, yeah. Yeah, man, and it's crazy, man. Like, I just grew up listening to 112, and everybody that knows me knows that, you know, I want to have 112 singing my wedding one day. That's like a goal. I don't even listen to 112 when I'm around my girlfriend. I don't even do that. I was like, you gotta be mad before we do this. But I do have a question. So when is the next album? I mean, are you guys working on an album? I mean, what's going on with that?
Well, right now, you know, the demand for the group was just so overwhelming, you know, from the fans, from, you know, myself getting on Twitter, Mike is on Twitter, Q is on Twitter, and then Slim, you know, just going across the world promoting his solo album, you know, the demand was just like, you know, where are the fellas at? So right now, if we're doing this tour, it's the For the Fans tour, and that's why we branded it that way, because the fans was kind of trying to figure out, you know, where's 112 at? So right now, you know, that's what we're working on, and hopefully, you know, we'll turn that into an official reunion album. You know, that's what I'm hoping for. But right now, it's just the For the Fans tour, and it kicked off in Atlantic City. The next city is Detroit, and you know, we're just trying to take it all over the United States. And the first one was sold out, and we appreciate everybody that came out today. And we definitely appreciate you, you know, just inquiring about us, man. We appreciate that.
Well, most definitely, man. I hope to see you guys in concert. You know, someday. You came to. I think it was Mississippi State, like, what, maybe 6 years ago, like 7 years ago. And
right.
I wasn't able to come because I didn't have any money. So I was like, man, I was so mad. I mean, you know, to grow up listening to you guys, man, and to really model myself after, you know, some of the music that you guys represented. I mean, it was very upsetting. But I hope one day that you come close. At least close to Mississippi, and I get a chance to
see you. What's up? Make sure you follow the group's page. It's at Official 112 on Twitter, and that's where all the show dates will be popping up from.
Okay, cool. Well, I follow all of them. Cool, man. Cool. I appreciate you guys, man. It was great talking to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, man. Peace.
Have a good night. Yeah, so that was awesome. You know, this love that I'm feeling right now, I feel like it's, you know, it's me. You know, but it's not. But it's just a good feeling overall. And if you're a person of good energy and your heart's in the right place, it's always amazing to see someone, you know, be loved right before your very eyes. So this is a good experience for me tonight. So I'm really excited that you're on the show tonight, and I'm really excited that everyone is taking the time to call in. Again, 818-495-6975. Okay, let's take some more people on. Let's take them on. You ready,
Mr.
Jones? You ready for this?
Let's go. We in it.
Let's go.
Winning,
let's do
baby.
It. Okay, so 732, you're on the line with Miss P and Mr. Jones. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Square. I'm from Jersey.
Hey, Squirrel from Jersey. How you doing tonight?
Doing well. I just followed you, Jones, on Twitter, man, a few days ago. I got a question for you.
Okay, that's what's up.
How do you feel about the current state of R&B right now?
Well, I think R&B is in a good place. I mean, you know, we got Music Soul Child, we got Boys and Men just dropped a new one not too long ago. You know, and I'm just speaking to people other than myself. You know, we got Usher, we got Chris Brown. I think D'Angelo is coming back on the scene. I've seen a GQ magazine interview with him. So I think we're going to be all right, man. We just, you know.
Do you have any issues as far as... Right, right, right. I see it's transitioned to it's more poppy now, man. It's not the old feeling that it used to be. You know, my big deal is, how do you feel about that? Is that cool? Is that cool with you?
Yeah, I think it's kind of like, it's a situation when you're dealing with politics. I mean, a lot of times you're dealing with a radio station, and you're dealing with
right.
their format. So, you know, whatever the radio station playing, you know, whatever tempo that they're playing, you know, it's kind of pressuring the artists and the executives, you know, to make music on that particular tempo so that they can get their radio exposure. So, you know, it's unfortunate in that way, because it seems like that's the only thing that's out there. But it's like, you know, Chris Brown got to turn up the music, but then at the same time, you listen to his album, he got Making Sweet Love. Like, he still, you know, got those R&B hits, you know, even with Usher. I commend Usher for coming out with Climax first, you know. But it's a tough battle, you know, dealing with radio and trying to, you know, play those politics. But I think those songs are still there, but a lot of times they just not making it to the forefront, because when you're dealing with the radio stations, you got to make music to, you know, appeal to their format. And so that the song that gets pushed, you know, to the forefront is kind of like that poppy, you know, I guess R&B meets house music, which I'm, you know, I'm a fan of that. But in general, you know, R&B is really known for that soulful, you know, from the church or either some good old relationship music. So, you know, I feel where you're coming from, and hopefully, you know, in the future we won't just look at the radio format and we'll just, you know, go against the grain. I think Usher did that this time around, so I was happy to see that, you know, he put the Climax record out and really just went back to that, you know, that R&B that we know and love.
But
I feel where you're coming from, man. Trust me. I know exactly where you're coming from.
Yeah, man. So you have any young cats you're looking forward to, man?
You said any young cats, like, music-wise?
Right.
This guy Miguel, man, I like his sound. Like, I think he's dope. I know this, like, his second album. He got this song called Adorn. Hey, it reminds me of Stevie Wonder a little bit. Like, it got that classic, you know, R&B that we really need out here.
Right. Yeah, man. Definitely.
Yeah,
yes,
so I just want to thank you for, you know, taking the time to call in and, you know, supporting Mr. Jones. And, you know, I look forward to you continuously supporting them. Like he said, go like the original 112 fan page. Just stay connected. And, you know, it's just all love from there.
Right.
Thank you for calling in, man.
Yeah, don't take it easy.
You too, my love.
Right.
Have a good night. Yeah, so, wow. That's all I have to say, because, you know, I'm not going to do this again.
Yeah, that's interesting that he brought that up, though, because that's real. That's what R&B fans are dealing with.
No, it's so true, and this is why I'm so excited to see, like, all this, like, happening before my very eyes, like, you coming out. You know, LaVert started back up from LaVert to LaVert 2, you know, so all the things that I grew up listening to, Dave Tolliver from Men at Large, you know, like, coming back out with these, like, for real R&B hits and John B, you know, like, I'm getting the opportunity to resonate with them on the show, and just, you know, hearing their music is just, like, so rewarding on so many different levels that, you know, I have no words for it. And then when we came across each other on Twitter, I'm like, who do I have to kill to get you? Because I will literally take someone's life now. Just tell me who it is, and I'll kill them. Because of the simple fact that I'm serious. Like, a lot of people's like, Miss P, you know, that person is not, like, today. I'm like, who? I don't care. I mean, don't get me wrong. I do love everyone. But I want to have people on the show that I resonate with the most, because that's what's going to make the interview genuine. It's not about
trying to
build the show in the respects of, hey, like, I had such and such on the show and such and such on the show, because that's not what it's about for me. It's an awesome thing for people to come on and give me their time, but to me, it's like, if you're going to take someone's time, make it count. So I want people to come on that want to come on, one, and number two, people that I can resonate with that make sense to me musically.
Absolutely.
That's the whole thing. So I appreciate his question, too, because of the simple fact that R&B has gone down the tubes, and I'm just happy that it's not totally down the tubes yet, because you guys are, like, shifting it back to where it was. And, you know, I'm so happy. I'm happy. And so, you know, I'm going to support forever, like, you know, everyone is saying, either whether it's 112 or Zarin Jones, everyone individually. We all are individuals and have something to offer to the world in our own unique way. So people just have to get over the fact that, you know, 112 was awesome, and they still are. But as individuals, you're just as awesome. So support, and, you know, kind of embrace the fact that Mr. Jones is doing his thing right now, and his CD is called Uncensored. So that's where we are for now. Everything else will, you know, be where they are, where it's going to be until time being. But for the most part, we want to kind of stay out of the past so much. It's good to reminisce, don't get me wrong, but it's also ideal in a healthy state of mind just to be in the present. So we're dealing with uncensored, and that's what's happening, and I'm definitely a big supporter of it. So without being, you know, without going on and on about it, let's take another call. 205, you're on the line with Mr. Jones and Miss P. How you doing tonight?
Hello.
Hello. How are you tonight?
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. What's your name?
My name's Natasha.
Hi, Natasha. You have a question for Mr. Jones tonight?
Hey,
I do.
Hey, how are you?
Everything good. I can't complain.
That's great. I'm so glad that I finally got to speak with you. And I'm not going to even touch on Andrea calling in and talking about how we were arguing on Twitter or whatnot. The past speak for themselves. but either way,
oh my
either
God.
Way.
Atlanta Housewives.
Like,
no, just playing.
So we know that I am your biggest fan, like seriously. You know, I'm always active on Twitter promoting you and whatnot, and in Room 112 on Twitter as well. So my question is this: when do I get to meet you? Because I'm your biggest fan, and I just think we need to meet. Seriously.
Well, hopefully soon. You know, we got the Florida Fans tour right now is going on, and the next city that we're going to is Detroit, actually. And we'll be going to Washington and maybe North Carolina. Like, but I don't know where you located at.
I'm in Alabama.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm supposed to be coming to Alabama possibly in September.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
So.
Okay. Really? That means you got time to shop, girl. You got time to shop.
I do.
It's not confirmed yet, but, you know, somebody reached out to me and they've been talking to my manager going back and forth. It's not official, but I think it's going to probably get confirmed, and hopefully I'll be there in September.
Yes, we need to make it official.
Yes,
the whole
definitely. Yeah, definitely.
Yes, ma'am.
And,
yes, ma'am.
I love it. I love how she just came on and was like, yeah, it was no Twitter beef. What it is he's my man and when I'm going to meet you. I love these women. You know, seriously, where do you guys really hang out at? Because I need to be there at all times, you know, because that's kind of like how I am, like very, very to the point. So it's like to meet other women that's like that, like, no, this is not what's happening. This is what's happening. You know, love it. Love it. Love it, love
yeah,
it, love
you
it.
Got
so
thank you.
Yeah, you have to love it. Like, you know, whoever is hating against that has issues, you know. Love a woman for being assertive and aggressive at, you know, her approach. But you gotta
like
do it in a smooth way. Yeah, you have to definitely do it in a smooth way though. You know, just how they're calling on and they're smooth with it, because I like to think that I'm very smooth, but I'm gonna get what I want, very diligent in that nature. But you know, it's very it's good to see that, you know, there are other women out there like myself, so to speak. So, you know, keep doing what you're doing and continue to support. I appreciate you, you know, calling in. Is there anything else that you wanted to say to Mr. Jones before I let you go?
Well, sure, I would, since we're talking about being assertive. I have noticed as well, and you retweeted one time, the fans, you know, they thought that I would do well if you ever did a beautiful video. So I am a model. Also,
okay.
So if you're ever looking for someone, that would be me, okay?
All right, I appreciate that.
No,
I
love
that.
It.
We're going to shoot that video ASAP, too. You know, the first video I'm shooting is, of course, Baby Let Me Prove It, because that's, you know, that's really that first message of the album Reinvention. But, you know, we're definitely going to shoot a video to Beautiful, so I'll definitely keep you posted and everything and definitely keep you in mind.
Thank you. I love that.
I'm going to
hold you to it.
Yeah, definitely. You have to hold him to it, girl. Don't let him rock with that. Do not let him tell you that. I'm just kidding. But definitely, because I have said that to Dave Tolliver from Men at Large. Now, in a joking sense, but kind of serious at the same time. You know, one of his tracks that he has on now is called Home, and I told him, you know, I love that song so much that I know that I'm the one who's going to be in the video. And he was just like, oh,
right.
Well, you know, we could work that out. I said, no, don't tell me that because we're on air, okay, because I'm serious. Don't play with me. I want to be in the video. But then I retract. You know, I was kidding. But, you know, at the same time, I just wanted to see what he was going to say. Don't tell me anything because we're live. Tell me what's real, okay? Or don't say
right.
anything.
Right,
about.
Right.
I'm serious.
Exactly. You know what I mean? You
definitely,
gotta let them know what's going on.
Exactly. You have to let people know. That's the only way you get respect out here in this life. Just be real. Just be real. So I really appreciate you taking the time and being such a, you know, I'm not going to say a fan, supporter of Mr. Jones.
Thank
and I'm sure he enjoys that too. So definitely hold him to his word, girl, because I don't know if we follow each other on Twitter, but that's about to happen because you got to tweet me and keep me posted
right.
if I miss
I
something.
I followed you. Yeah, I just
what's
followed
going?
You. Sure.
I'm going to follow you
well,
back.
I love you, Duran.
Yeah. Aww. She said she loves
I said,
you.
I love you.
Hey, I love Aww. You back, baby. Thank you so much for calling in and everything. We're going to, you know what I mean? We're going to get
you.
It popping. We're going to get it popping. I know I'm going to be in Alabama. Hopefully, they'll get all that sorted. So.
Okay.
You know,
yeah, they have to. I'm going to make sure they do.
You better talk
right.
to
okay.
the mayor or whoever it is and just let them know. Like, get
and
a mayor.
I will do it. I will do it.
Start a petition. I'm telling you, that's how we make moves in life. Start a petition. Get 1 billion signatures. Make it happen, girl. You have the power. I love it.
Thank you. Thank
You're
you.
You're welcome. Have a good night, babe.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Bye. Yeah, so, I mean, really, to be honest with you, Mr. Jones, like, seriously, when I was sent your pictures and stuff, I was like, whoa, you know, the whole new look, the bald head, you know, and it looked like, what are you, like, working out, like, every 2 minutes in life? Like, what's happening with those arms and stuff? They're just looking good.
Stop
so
it.
I can definitely see why, you know, everyone's, yeah, I can definitely see why everyone's like, yay. Yeah, like every 2 minutes you're working out or something. And I'm like, wow. And then to literally see, like, the whole frame on the YouTube video when you was playing, I was just like, good Lord, good Lord. Like, you know, really, let me turn this off. Then I had to go back to it, you know. So I can definitely see why everyone is, like, freaking out. Like, hey, I'll fight on Twitter, you know, it's Twitter beef because, you know, he's definitely mine. You know, it's awesome, though. Isn't it a great feeling to know that you are appreciated to that magnitude?
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate the love, man. It's you know, and you know, we give it right back. I appreciate it, though, for real.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. So we're going to take another call, and it's another 314 area code, so I'm imagining that it's Alabama again, and, you know, let's
okay.
see. How you doing tonight? You on the air with Mr. Jones and Ms. P? Caller?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey there.
Wait, this is 314, St. Louis Compact, because Miss Natasha Finley, I love you, girl. Nothing but love for you. But I'm sorry, Duran is taken, and I don't know what else to tell you. I'll be back because she was on. I knew she would be on the line with me.
Other than,
it can be a regional thing. He's international, babe. I'm willing to share. Come on now. We got to do something. But it's nothing but love. And I just wanted to let her know. I heard her.
Okay,
hey,
no problem.
Love you right back, baby. Appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
Much love.
Okay,
right.
No problem.
Peace.
Yeah. So I love it. You know, she had to come back and let it be known. Like, listen, it's regional, it's national. It's, you know, it's what's happening in life right now. It's presidential, whatever it is. It is. So it is one of those things, you know, and I love it. But, you know, before I let you go, you know, I always like, you know, I didn't get to do all my questions, and I know I can't take up so much of your time, and it's totally cool because I enjoyed the fact that so many people wanted to, you know, talk to you. You know, that's what I live for. That's the whole premise of what we're doing here, just getting people involved so they can gain from, you know, your awesomeness. But what I wanted to know is, you know, as an individual, how do you maintain, you know, you're, you know, being so humble, because I noticed that you are. You're very laid back. You're very soft-spoken, and I like that temperament on you. And, you know, how do you maintain that through, you know, all that happens on a daily basis with the celeb life that you have? Like, how do you maintain being humble?
It's just like, I look at it like, you know, whatever is given to us, you know, it's given by God. You know, God just give everything. So whatever he decide to give, you know, he can do that or he can take it away. So it really no need for me to feel like, you know, like I can really take credit for anything, you know. Because
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day, you know, God can give and He can also take it away. And I've learned that from just living life, you know. I've learned, you know, I ain't going to say that I've never gotten to a point where I felt like, you know, I was on my high horse too. But then at the same time, you know, I've been through a lot of success and a lot of failures, and I've learned, you know, the hard way. Like, you gotta stay humble because, you know, when it rains, you know, you never know where it's going to rain at, you know. When something happens bad, you never know who it's going to happen bad to. So we all got to stay humble and understand that we all people and, you know, we all equal. It don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
All that stuff, celebrity and being popular and having money or whatever it is, you know, that stuff don't matter, man. I mean, it's good. You appreciate it. But at the end of the day, we all just people, and we all trying to, you know, we all want to be loved. That's it.
Absolutely. That's real, and it's true. So do you find it, you know, being a really hard life in terms of, you know, having a social life, at, you know, in your position in this world? Do you feel like, oh, my God, everyone's in my business or whatever? Because I really didn't find too much nothing negative on the Internet about you. Not like I was really looking for something, because even if you was arrested yesterday, I wouldn't even bring that up, you know, because that's not what
right.
I try to bring forth. You know, that's the past. Today is today. We're in the present. But it just really wasn't
right.
anything crazy pants going on, as I like to say. That's my term. You guys are welcome to use it. It's trademark, crazy pants. Use it. Definitely, how do you feel, you know, hey, this is just too much for me at times, because you get, like, people that are like, hey, take me, I want to be yours, and da-da-da-da. Do you ever get tired of that, or is it something that you enjoy?
Well, you know, it just kind of comes with the territory, you know what I'm saying? So it's more so like, you know, you'd rather have it than not have it, you
mm-hmm.
know? Because if nobody wasn't screaming your name, then you'll be like, what's going on? So I just kind of take it with a grain of salt. Like, I'm happy that people are supportive and that people, you know, look at me in that way. Like, I don't never really let it go to my head. So it don't really go to my head. So I just be like, I can't really be tired of it, you know, because
mm-hmm.
I just never let it go to my head. It is what it is. It comes with the territory for what I do. And, you know, I just appreciate it. I appreciate
right.
that support and that love, you know.
Absolutely. So I know, like, over the past years, like I stated earlier, you've done a tremendous amount of interviews from magazines to whatever. But, you know, what questions do you hate the most for people to, like, ask you?
Well, I mean, you kind of just get to a point where you don't really hate the questions. You just answer them. Because at the end of the day, everybody coming from a different place and a different perspective. So, you know, you never know what's driving a person to ask a particular question. But, you know, dealing with press and dealing with interviews can be funny. You know, it can be funny. So it's like, I just be ready. You know what I'm saying? Because
mm-hmm.
you meet some people, like he was like, well, I don't want to bring no drama. But you meet some people that on the press side, you know, they looking for some type of drama. They want to ask you about something or something. But it's like, they just can't. They just can't never catch the kids slipping on that move.
mm-hmm, exactly.
You know what I mean? Because I ain't with all that drama. And, you know, even when people, like, ask me about Puffy or Bad Boy, like, I mean, I honestly think Puffy gets the short end of the stick sometimes, just because, you know, when you look at all the careers that he helped to birth, you know, through Bad Boy, you know, he put a lot of people on. So, you know, I'm that person that's, like, I ain't finna be mad at Puffy. Like, I'm also, like, I think that a lot of time he get the short end of the stick, but in general, he's responsible for a lot of these artists' careers, you know.
Right.
And
absolutely.
For me being a producer and working
mm-hmm.
with artists at other companies and seeing the type of things that they complaining about, I was like, wow. At Bad Boy, you know, we didn't have those problems. We didn't have those problems. Like, we had videos. We had multiple singles. You know, we had a supporting cast as far as our staff, and we had, you know, CEO that wasn't afraid to get out there and, you know, and just grind.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times, you know, I just try to stay, keep it on that positive note, you know.
Right, exactly. So ultimately, overall, you know, we pretty much got the gist of, you know, where you're coming from, excuse me, and where you're going. But for all those that kind of miss it, because everyone is not in tune as much as they could be or should be, what message are you trying to convey ultimately to your supporters?
Well, I mean, in general, you know, I just want to be a positive person. You know, I love people, and some people say you shouldn't try to please people but please yourself, but I'm more of a people pleaser. Like, I like to make people happy, and that's where it all started. So my main message is just trying to be a positive example, you know, for people, and also to try to make the type of music that keeps people happy and keeps people inspired. Like, I just want to, you know, consistently inspire people.
Right. And that's awesome. What advice would you give someone that's like, hey, they're so eager, you know, because everyone, you know, like, I could do music, I could do this, and I could do that, and I know this, you know. It's like everyone knows a rapper, everybody knows a singer. It's like you can't meet a person without someone knowing someone that does something, right? So basically,
right.
What advice would you kind of, like, offer to anyone that's tuned in tonight or going to be checking back on the archives, you know, as far as, like, this music, you know, world is? Because so many people are, you know, jaded because they see, like, certain videos and think that this is the life and whatever, whatever. But what could you, from your experience or your journey, leave them with in terms of, you know, what to expect or what steps they should take in order to, you know, grow?
Well, I mean, first of all, I would say, you know, try to learn as much about the music business as you possibly can. And I would say, you know, be ready for consistent disappointments, like one after the other. Like, be ready for a limitless amount of disappointment and be ready to just move forward in the face of that. Like, I meet a lot of young artists, and they say they want to do this, and I've worked with a lot of young artists, but as soon as it gets to a point where they feel like they can't get what they want or it's not happening fast enough, you know, then they want to go back and do something different, or they want to quit, or they want to give up. But I mean, in general, it's going to take you about maybe, it could take you 5 years just to make a name for yourself in this business, 5 to 7 years, you know, so you have to really be ready for the time that it's going to take, and you also have to be ready to deal with the disappointment that's going to happen, you know, consistently.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So tell everyone, because in the beginning of the show, you know, I was, you know, as I waited for you patiently to call me in, had me waiting, but it's okay. I gave everyone your, you know, Twitter and your website, but if you can just reiterate that again for everyone where they can, you know, tune in and get your music and follow you and stay in tune at all times with your awesomeness. Can you just fill them in, please?
That's what's up. You can follow me on Twitter at Daron Jones Music. That's Daron Jones Music. And then, you know, my website is www.daronjonesmusic.ning.com.
Yay! Exciting. So
yes, ma'am.
What do we have to look forward to for the next project? Anything that you can plug us with real quick?
Well, the new album is called Reinvention, and Reinvention is to take something familiar and to make an improved version of it. So this new album is really about self-improvement as an artist and, you know, as an individual as well. So, you know, you can be looking forward to that.
I know that's right. And also, I just want you to know, as I tell everyone, and not everyone really believes this about me, but I'm totally, totally into, like, just, you know, staying in contact on some level. I mean, I'm not going to stalk you and, you know, fight on Twitter over you, but I'm definitely going to, you know, want to stay connected and retweet what I can retweet and, you know, just be able to, if you have anything going on and you just want me to, like, plug it on a show, then definitely have your team send it to me so I can do that. You know, just basically just help in any way that I can and utilize the platform, you know, for whatever way you need to utilize it as well. So I know it's the first time, but I hope it's not our last time, you know, connecting to each other and, you know, keeping each other in tune to what's happening in life and in general, so to speak. I mean, I'm not saying every single day, of course, but, you know, whenever the time permits or if it's something that you want to just put out there, I want you to keep me in tune to those things and an occasional hi here and there I know I'll get. And that's all I really look forward to from, you know, after these interviews is just kind of remaining on that momentum of, you know, being able to uplift and empower each other in any way we can, even if it's just a retweet.
Yes, ma'am. I'm down with that. That's what's up all day.
Yeah, definitely. So I thank you so much for allowing us to, you know, have your presence on the InTune show tonight. I'm more in tuned, and I'm going to stay in tuned, and I hope that you do too. Like I said, we're stuck at the hip, you know. We're stuck at the hip as family. So definitely keep me in tune at all times. And, you know, thank you for being so amazing.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a good night, Mr. Jones.
All right. You too, Ms. P.
Thank you. <All right. laughs> Bye. Yes, guys. So that was Mr. Jones. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Shout out to everybody who tuned in tonight. It was really, really a great experience for me, and I hope it was for you as well. As you guys see, he's very humble. He's very laid back. Please, you know, if you're not in tune with him or following him on Twitter, definitely take the time to do so. Also, again, you know, I'm going to give you his website. Definitely look him up at Daron Jones, and that's DaronJones music.ning.com. And again, it's Daron Jones Music on Twitter. Stay in tune with him. Support, support, support. And for all those, again, that's tuned in for the first time, I just hope it's not your last, because I'll be, you know, popping them out on this show. And when I mean popping them out, I mean, like, with the topics. I mean, like, the doctors that I have on the show, all the organizations, and, you know, just great, great things happens on the In Tune show. So I'm working 7 days a week to keep you babies in tune, and it also keeps me in tune with the world around me as well. So that's the premise of the show. I just want to thank you all for tuning in. I'm back on again tomorrow, so at 6 o'clock, so please be in tune. Have a good night. Thank you, Daron Jones. Thank you to his team. Thank you, everyone, and have a beautiful evening. And someone, please, please, please bring me a glass of cold water, because I am burning up. Try not to, you know, faint out there in this heat wave, guys. Have a good night.
I'm in tune. 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 I'm about to take it to the moon. Let's go. I'm in tune. 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 I'm about to take it to the moon. Let's go. Just tune in. Let's count it down from 10. I make 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let the show begin. With a pretty light skin. Diva name Miss P. Shout it. Keep it off the meter. Just as fly as she can be. Hailing from the NYC. I rep that record.